Welcome, everyone, to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey here on 99.1, bringing you news and events that matter to townshippers through the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada. Well, it's time to get a little silly, and we're going to head out to Frelisburg to visit an atypical school founded in 2022. It is called Brimbalante. It is a non-for-profit directed by Anab Aubin-Thuot, who goes by the alias La Nab. You might see her sporting a red nose and frolicking around town and managing this incredible school that is bringing the art of clowning to the townships. Okay, I'm so excited to learn something new, and I just came across Brimbalante. So we're here today with La Nab. Take me through this. What's the significance of the name? What's behind the name, La Brimbalante? Yeah.
That's a very good question, though.
Yes,
the perfect question to start. Brimbalante, it means, because even in French, Brimbalante, a lot of people doesn't know. So it means something shaky and unstable. So that's the spirit of the clown. Okay, we are a rural clown academy based in Frelisburg. And yeah, we wanted to translate this spirit of being, you know, a clumsiness and vulnerable. And
so amazing. So like you're saying, this is an atypical school. How did you come to be in Frelisburg?
Because I personally, I am born in the, I am from Sutton.
Okay.
So, and when the pandemic happens, everything, I was in Montreal and I felt pretty like sick of the city and stuff. I was already doing clown stuff, and I had a practice for more than 10 years now. But then I moved back to my my childhood place, childhood playground. And then I started this project, clown school. And it's a big yurt. So it's pretty atypical.
Amazing space. I saw some of the pictures on your website, and you're in the middle, like you're surrounded by forest and nature. You must really get into the milieu and let yourself get lost.
Yeah, it's a both of it, because we are near, we're close to a forest. So we have this like intimacy, silence. We feel like out of the time, you know, but we still like near the village. The very center of the village, so we can go by walking, like it's 10 minutes walking. So we do have some participants that come, and they have no car, so it's pretty easy because they can go to the village, so they can discover the cuteness of Frelisburg too. And but we have this aspect of we want to réconcilier, how can we say that,
reconcile, same word,
reconcile, yeah. Nature and culture.
Beautiful. Frelisburg just breathes that. It's such a nice space. And it's like you're just far enough away from the highway, just far enough away. C'est vraiment un milieu unique. I love it. So cool. So what is your parcours? It's not common that we meet clowns or people in that discipline. How did you get into all this?
I've already been into arts. That's clear. I've been into dance and classical music for years, and after I studied cinema, and then I studied literature. So I explored many disciplines, and then I discovered the clown, because I was in university. I made a master's degree in literature, and then I was missing like being inside my body, like moving, and I don't know, I was thinking about the stage, and I wanted to go back to the movement and not just the theoretical parts. And so I discovered clown. It was not like a career plan, but I really fell in love, because clown is like For me, it's all of the best of the how can I say? Clown, it's a mix of physical theater, words. Like you can go into poetical work with clown. There's something cinematographic also about the images that you create, like metaphorical scenes. And it's very like a human, deeply a human investigation. What's the psyche? What's the clumsiness of being a human? And I don't know, it was like the harmony in the chaos of life. It was the harmony of, okay, let's beat this chaos and let's be fine with it.
It's like making life consumable or less heavy, bringing the light and the humor into everyday social issues. And
Yeah,
comedy
exactly.
is such a nice way to break down barriers. And when I read your mission, I really loved the quote. It said to re-enchant the world through the performing arts. And then you mentioned later to reconcile humanity with its fragility and absurdity to make it more attentive to its emotional flow. How do
Yeah, so this
you?
is
Wow, please tell us more.
it's like clown, it's a discipline or it's a language, as you can use another language like painting or music to go into yeah, to investigate what is the what is human being. What does it mean to feel? What does it mean to be hurt? What does it mean to have dreams? And it's like doing, for example, creating a clown show is talking about this. What does it mean to try to understand us and never be exactly there?
Nice.
I don't know. It's a lot of humility work and yeah, to accept our fragility, to accept to not control, not being in control of our destinies, of our everyday life, not being in control of anything, but still be very open and available to different
And
states, to
yeah.
meetings, to situations, and embrace this.
I love that. I never thought of it in that way. We always see clowns are often like circus and just entertainment, but not a means for dialogue or for connection or yeah, beautiful. Maybe that's what you meant by clown activism. Is that a sense of what you were touching on?
Oh, clown activism, it can be more specific, like if you want to change the mentalities, change the society, you can use clown as a tool also. You can go you can do different stuff, but yeah, how you want to use clown to change the paradigm or to provoke people, even I could say, because yeah, clowns, some people, they are pretty reactive, because clowns are like, you know, they take a lot of space, they speak loud.
They're colorful, like, yeah,
But it's
flamboyant.
exact, so it's a way to kind of to provoke also, not being in a status quo, but like, I don't know, to try to shake, kind of to shake the people, the society, and to ask them to question a little more. And why do the les formalités, les
Yeah,
conventions?
conventions and formalities and
Yeah, exact.
social decorum, and it's a bit ridiculous sometimes.
Yeah, and that's cute, the really ridiculousness. That's
Yes.
very cute, and it's very ça nous rassemble.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that we are laughing of all the conventions. We are just questioning why, and as kids, we are questioning everything.
True, true. Oh my gosh, how many kids do you hang out with? And there's a million questions. You almost have to sometimes pay them. Take 5 minutes, no more
Exact.
question. Yeah.
The kids, they are good clown teachers. They are natural clowns, yeah, because they are not like in the superficial stuff, like being intelligent, or try to prove that they are intelligent, you know, that having a status, or yeah, they are just c'est la naïveté. That's the very like that's the very universality of the clown. Because in different countries we do have different philosophies of clowning, but the vulnerability, or the what did I say?
Yeah.
The that there's common to all the clown cultures.
I love how you've referenced kids in that way, that they're all clowns because they're not in their ego. So they just like, ils se laissent aller, you know, they're silly. And I think people need to play a little bit more. You look at Einstein or different ones, and it's during play when your imagination is able to fly that revelation comes in. And we don't do that enough. So this is beautiful. I'm so happy to discover you. So I looked on your website and I saw that you do like performances in villages or with people, just experiences on the street sometimes. Have you have any like funny examples that pop to mind of like funny situations or bloopers or?
But you know, doing clown in the public space, but even all the disciplines that go in the public spaces, where you're not like a official show, okay? It's pretty complicated.
Okay.
It creates so many situations, funny situations, because people are not ready to see a character, or in their everyday life. So you have many kinds of reactions. You do re sometimes you receive
Oh
aggressivity.
gosh. Okay.
Yeah, and we've been in the market, the farmer market of Frelischburg, and yeah, it became a big debate. Do we
Okay.
want clowns or no? Because yeah, as I said, we are loud. We are not answering like a specific function of the market. So yeah, and the kids love it, but some people were like, it's a Saturday morning, I'm quiet with my coffee, please. And yeah, so it's a very delicate art to go in the street.
Interesting. I guess you're like provocateur, you know, like you provoke like a response
Exact.
or lovely.
Exact, agent perturbateur. But at Brémalante, we're more into like scenic work
Okay.
than the street. We like to go in the street. I think it's like a important part of being a clown, or testing some concepts, some ideas. But we're more into like a work. It's more similar to theater. So we construct a piece that yeah.
Your performances.
You're tuned in to 99.1, and that is the voice of Lanab, founder of the clowning arts school Brimbalante, which is located in Frelisburg, Quebec. We get back to our conversation as she takes us through what's planned for the new year, their fundraising initiatives, and the training that is going to soon be revealed to all. Here we go.
What do you offer as a school? I saw all kinds of different avenues, like you have training programs. I love the name, nose sampling, comme le nez rouge, the nose sampling for 1 weekend. And then you have nose of ébullition, which is a full week. Can you give us a sense of what people could take from that or what they'd experience?
Yeah, so we do have beginner artists, like amateur artists, and professional artists too that comes. Sometimes training is open for both of it, and sometimes it's more specific.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, as I said, it's clown and other disciplines. So sometimes you have very like a basic like introduction to clown. And sometimes you can have like a bouffon training with a great master of bouffon that comes from Montreal, because we do have different teachers that comes from all over the I would say all over the world, because we're more and more receiving international trainers. But so yeah, sometimes you can go. We had the mime, pantomime, poetry. So sometimes it's like a thematic weekend, so you can go for learning and having a an experience, like immersive experience into a discipline. And
Okay.
also it's like a group experience, you know, so you meet different people and people can stay, can stay for the whole weekend because we have some dorms. And yeah, it's more an ex it's a training, but even more it's an experience because you share a moment with a group and you get out with a different perspective on life after, because it was so immersive. It was 2 days like out of the world kind
Right,
of,
yeah,
and
out of time.
and 1 week training. This is more in summertime, so we can go a little further
Okay.
in an exploration of
I'm interested on an individual level. I'm like, wow. When I was super shy at one point, I started doing theater, just amateur theater, to deal with improv. And I see maybe that would be something people would take from this, like how to deal with risk, how to express yourself freely and just get out of your personality.
There's so much to learn, you know. So this is why I say it's not just for artists, because we do receive people from the great public and they're just curious, you know. They had
Okay.
an intuition and they subscribed and they are just very open and available and curious about exploring a new thing. And then they realize how they were missing, like it being in the body, meeting people, doing things with their hand, with their emotion, with their gestuelle, with the movements. So I think we really, we are in a very mental society, like the Western
Right.
societies. We are very like brain people and productive, and then we sometimes miss exploring other ways of living and expressing, and
Yeah, aspects of our own color that we don't ever, get out. This past year's been especially hard for artists and for the arts. And I just looked at what you have coming up for plans for the future, and I see you're doing some fundraising right now. Like, what's in store for La Brume Ballante?
Yeah, it's because we are still a pretty young organization also. We are just 3 years old now. So it's still like, I don't know if this expression in English exists, but you know, gravir des montagnes.
Yeah, you're still climbing.
Sou
You're building.
soulever des montagnes.
Okay.
We're kind of like doing the impossible. It's kind of an utopia what we are doing because, you know, the economical issues and everything. But yeah, and this year in 2025, we had less support from the public because you know, it's pretty unstable there. And we invested a lot in developing more projects. So we do have like inclusive projects, for example, with marginalized people. We have projects in schools for the young audiences, and so we invest a lot of money. So we had more expenses and a little less income from
Domain, yeah.
the public exactly. So yeah, the very end of the year is right now is quite difficult. So we had an objective to find $6,000 to just close the year and be able to start o not over, but to start again in 2026. And we're very confident and optimistic about it. We already launched more than 4,500. So yeah, it's going well. It's going well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and for the next year, we do have good strategies and good plans, and we want to get the caritative status, you know,
Okay.
and that will help a lot. And yeah, we're still optimistic, but now in the very hurry, it was like December. It was kind of difficult.
Stand per sec. Yeah, like we needed to fill up the coffers so we can keep making people happy. Brilliant. So I saw on your website you have the dévoilement that's coming up. So I understand you're taking a little break as we move into the new year, and then you have a a big dévoilement coming for us all. What's in store?
Yeah, exactly. So the 5th of January, we are showing everybody what's the next season of classes in Brain Balance. So we will receive, as I said, we have some international teachers, like very wonderful artists that are coming. And yeah, so we have like new artists in a new program. And yeah, I cannot say a lot now because
Okay.
it's still in the
In the
it's a
works.
soup.
Okay. Oh, wait.
But yeah, we do have about 8 weekends and 3 special weeks of trainings. Yeah.
Okay. So for people to stay informed, what would be the best way for them to stay connected or informed with what's going on at Brim Ballant?
Yeah, the information on our website is always the best. It's always
Okay.
the official one. So yeah, the 5th of January, they will see everything. They will see the different trainings that we are offering, or they can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We are also in TikTok, so Brin Ballante, BrimBallante. I know it's complicated. It's a clown experience, you know, just write
You got to
it.
be silly. Yeah, get in there.
Exactly.
And do you have a wish for this coming new year or a theme or an essence you want to put out with your work or your clowning?
I'll say, okay, I will say love. Because what we are doing, it's more than just artistic stuff or like techniques, you know? It's very like help people to get together, to learn, to be better humans, and to be rempli,
Feel full in your
feel full.
heart. Yeah.
Exact. And really, the founder of Brin Ballant, I receive so much love in all the community that comes to our shows, and I think it's because we are sending a lot of love also. But yeah, it's very like living thing, living.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I wish you so much success and a wonderful holiday season and Christmas if you celebrate. And can't wait to tune back in January to find out what magic is in store for us all. Merci beaucoup, Lanab.
Thank you so much, Holly. Yeah, it was very fun.
If you'd like to find out more about the school Brim Ballant, head to their website. That's BrimBallante.com, where you can find all their links to their social media, their fundraising campaign, and what's in store for 2026. That will be revealed, La Grande Dévoilement, on January 5th. All the information will be on their website. So if you'd like to express your freedom of creation and expression and reconcile with your own humanity, Brin Ballant might be the place to head. Thank you so much to Lanab for sharing her story with us, and we wish them much success in this year to come. You're listening to 99.1. The Township's Daily News Bits are brought to you through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.